This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the show. My name is Kate Delaney. Hope you had a great weekend. For many of you, a little bit of a reprieve from some disastrous weather that we've had the last couple of weeks where you were dodging tornadoes and hail and rain that was relentless, and others are still picking up the pieces in so many of our great states. I know in Mississippi that's the case, in parts of Missouri, certainly, Oklahoma, Texas, same thing. Even Louisiana really got hit in a terrible way. Alabama, the list is actually pretty long because some of the places that were just slammed are, of course, still in that mode and will be for quite some time of rebuilding. The good news is we live in a great country of many generous people who are lending not just the dollars, but also the support, because so often that's what you need. Somebody that can, besides all the locals, that can help and clear massive amounts of debris. The debris of a different sort is part of the fallout with these classified leaked documents. Part of the conversation, we'll talk about that. Leaked documents that hurt the situation in Ukraine. But I think a lot of heavy hearts because of yet another shooting. Five people killed. The suspect had a rifle and was live streaming. He worked at a bank, went to the bank. He was told he was going to be let go, and he had notified a couple of people at the last minute, I'm sure. I don't know all the details on that, but he went into the bank and opened fire. There was a meeting that had just started, was going on, of bank execs, and they were shot, some of them in that trying to survive mode as they were taken to hospitals, and others part of those that were killed, many in their 40s, 50s, and 60s of that group. What a sad, sad situation. Old National is the name of the bank, and This is a bank that was kind of a centerpiece in Louisville, Kentucky, where so many people banked and so many people knew people that worked there, and you know how that goes. So the kid that went in, because he was a kid, had interned at the bank for 3 years before he got a full-time job in June of 2021. He was even promoted in April of 2022. There wasn't any indication why he was notified he'd be terminated, but he was. And he allegedly left a note to parents and friends saying he was going to shoot up the bank. And he live-streamed it on Instagram. It was taken down after the fact. The local law enforcement got there pretty quickly. They got there within 3 minutes, immediately storming in, and probably for sure ended up saving lives. They took him out. They exchanged gunfire, and that was it. But it unfolded in a bank conference room. How sad. And this was a meeting where you also had people who were there virtually. So I'm certain, and they saw what happened and had no idea what was going on when all of a sudden it shockingly all happened. And you could tell that there were some people that were there and scrambled and were able to scramble to safety, but talked about what it was like, that there was an account executive. I saw him on camera earlier in the day because this happened at 8:30 in the morning. And he said he was in a conference room on the first floor of the building for a meeting when the shooting happened. They heard a click, and there was someone next to him and said, "What's going on?" And then he just started shooting. So the account executive described what obviously would have been massive adrenaline and trying to get away, but he just got a brief glimpse of the shooter before he ran out of the building. And you could see on the back of his shirt, he had some blood from obviously someone who had been next to him or near him who had gotten shot. So you still have three of the victims in critical condition, including a police officer who had just graduated from the police academy 10 days before he was shot in the head. And it was an emotional news conference where, you know, you had the governor who spoke and talked about two of his really good friends who were killed by the shooter. So in the aftermath, they're talking about what were there any signs and the same things you always talk about, the whys, and the one clue is obviously the fact that he was being let go, but any of the details of that we don't know at this point. But the shooting marks the 15th mass shooting in the first 10 days of April. Wow. And this is terrible. Terrible that it was live streamed. Terrible that it happened in the first place. And what an awful way to start off the week. The other thing that is being talked about has to be these leaked documents and the fact that, of course, there's now a massive investigation to try to determine, you know, these classified documents and how they were leaked and more of the details surrounding that. But then it becomes how dangerous is this at this point to the U.S. because of some of what was written or uncovered about our allies. And that's probably the leak itself is probably the most damaging thing. 100 leaked classified documents. Some of them, here we go again, marked top secret. That is what is being described as a sensational intelligence breach. I would say so. And a pretty damaging one. Some of what was contained in the material involved information pertaining to the war in Ukraine, and it's probably the most damaging. And they appear to be pretty genuine documents, and it shows what the casualties are, and it talks about the weak spots of Ukraine and how much ammunition they have left and how desperate they are for certain types of war machinery, I'll call it. And so maybe this is useful, sadly, information for the Russians. It was a huge document dump. Is it a game changer in the war itself? Maybe not. Maybe. It's probably helpful. It's helpful for the Russians to know the estimates of the amounts of arms and munitions that the various Ukrainian army units have, which was there in these documents, and also to see that the Pentagon is worried. And the analysts say in the documents that Ukrainian air defense systems are thinned out in the course of shooting down a Russian cruise missile or two, a lot of them actually, in the last couple of months. So that's valuable intel, I would say. Would it alter Ukraine's plans? Probably not, because, of course, there's that anticipated spring offensive by Kyiv. But this is dangerous for the U.S. and especially for so much of what was revealed in these documents. All right, stay with us. More coming your way on the flip side.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there's some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com. 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Look what they done to my son. Look what they done to my son. Well, it's the only thing that I could do half right, and it's turning out all wrong, Ma. Look what they done to my son. Look what they done to my brain, Ma.
All right, a little of this, a little of that, as we kick off Odds and Ends on a Monday. You know, it's interesting, there's a new term that's been floated around really the past couple of months. It's called Bare Minimum Mondays. Have you seen this? Have you heard about this, Bare Minimum Mondays? Do you feel like you're part of the Bare Minimum Monday trend? I guess it's that whole thing of setting the boundaries between your personal life and your work life. It's a young professional's kind of tagline as they're looking at this new workforce. And the whole idea is, it's like this other term, quiet quitting, that we heard. I think there's a real push for a four-day work week. There are a lot of places in Europe that have four-day work weeks, and they swear that it works. But anyway, Bare Minimum Mondays means that you are barely there. You're burned out. You need to be re-energized, and you're barely working. You're barely working. That's what the idea is. You're easing into work. You're not hitting the door, and if you actually go physically to the place and tearing it up, going through your to-do list, going through those emails, all of that. So it even has a hashtag, which, of course, is easy to remember, Bare Minimum Mondays hashtag. So, I don't know. There was a story I was reading about a physical therapist who said, I'm not taking patients on Monday. Yeah, because I have that mindset, so I'm doing it. I tend to get migraines on Monday, so I'm not going to overwork myself. I don't know. Maybe there is something to easing into a Monday. But here's the thing. If you ease into Monday, doesn't that mean that your work would just pile up for the rest of the week, too? There's that other side of it, right? I mean, look, a Gallup poll came out that showed that 68% of Gen Z and millennials reported feeling more stressed overall compared to their older counterparts, and 54% of young workers say they were also less engaged at work than their senior coworkers. Right? So then I wonder if there'll be a trend toward, you know, there used to be this whole thing about ageism. I wonder if the, in some cases with some hiring, in some hiring in some areas, would there be a trend toward hiring older people because maybe behind closed doors, some people don't like that whole idea of work-life balance. What is work-life balance? There's a question. What is work-life balance? All right, I love this story. For odds and ends, this is a perfect story. I was reading over the weekend about this mom who spent her life savings on her daughter's cancer treatments. She won a $2 million jackpot, and it was from a scratch-off game in the Florida lottery. So she's, of course, she was doing everything she can to help her daughter. She helped her daughter beat breast cancer, and now she's a millionaire. And Geraldine Gimlet from Lakeland bought this lottery ticket. This is just a great story. She bought this lottery ticket one day after her daughter completed her final treatment for breast cancer. And she got, the story gets even better. She got the last available ticket the store had for what she thought was a great scratch-off game, right? And at first, I guess when she went into the gas station, the clerk said there weren't any tickets, but then double-checked. And it's this crossword kind of game, scratch-off. And so she scratched it off, and sure enough, she won. I think that's a great story, right? She rings the bell, walks out of the hospital, and her mother had spent every cent she had, that everything she could scrimp together to help her. She was so sick, her daughter, and that's what you do, right? And so she opted for a lump sum payment. So she took home $1.6 million. $1.6 million. That'd be a great phone call to make to the daughter, who's also thrilled because she's beaten cancer and her mama helped her, right? And then she makes that phone call. Woo! I don't know about you, but it's not bare minimum Mondays. It's what can I do to get a shortcut to make this meal easier to make? Because I'm trying to eat healthy, and so anyway, you cut up so many vegetables and then you're tired of cutting it up. I know it's a weak thing to complain about. But salad kits often are an easy answer to that. So, of course, now we have another recall. Two lettuce and salad kit providers or producers have recalled products because of potential contamination of Listeria. Yikes. Revolution Farms expanded their earlier voluntary recall. It was first announced on April 5th. So check the salads, right? Great Lakes Gourmet is one of them because they tested a random package and they found that that had the bacteria. And then there's others. Listen, also Fresh Express, which is, you see that everywhere. And they have one of their brands that they had a Listeria breakout from. So on the front of some of these, it says, washed three times, washed however many times. Here's what I would ask you. Would you not wash, even if it says it's washed, would you not even wash it again, right? Because I don't know about you, but Listeria, that is frightening. Because that spreads beyond the gut, it gets to other parts of the body. It can be really high risk for some people. So when you get these express salads, I don't know, my suggestion is wash it and wash it again just to be safe. I mean, I don't know how, if it's loaded with Listeria, how much can you wash it off? But I just think that it's something about washing off those vegetables and whatever. At least I don't have to cut them up. That's like my big complaint. Cutting all the stuff up that you put into a salad. All right, there's a new director for the National Hurricane Center. Do we care about this? Yeah, because that is one heck of a job. Can you imagine being the director of that? Mike Brennan, you get to take over. He was supervising hurricane forecasters during the busiest times for storms as they were hitting our shores last time around. And I guess he's been a branch chief since 2018 and a specialist. He writes the warnings and forecasts for the public and certainly has the experience, but and has been there since 2008. But now he is the guy. The buck stops with him. He is the director for the National Hurricane Center. And when you're in that spot, you got to deal with the public. You got to deal with political leaders. You got to deal with whatever the latest science is. You got to deal with forecasting and the knowledge of that that gets dumped into the briefings. So you can imagine, speaking of work-life balance, that would be an exhausting job during hurricane season. And what is hurricane season anymore? Because sometimes we see that it goes out of the boundaries of what normally we would think. And think last time around how awful Hurricane Ian was that ripped up the Fort Myers area and some of the surrounding beaches. And it's a tough job in the forecasting and getting people to pay attention to that. It's just like what I compare with the tornadoes. The tornadoes wiping out those rural towns in Mississippi and Georgia. Georgia was another place that got hit hard by tornadoes. And so when we look at tornadoes, it's always about how much can you warn people? How quickly can they find out that a tornado could be bearing down in their direction? And the difference between tornadoes and hurricanes, I think one of the biggest ones is, look, if you're in the cone of uncertainty with hurricanes, you usually have a warning to at least get out, at least just evacuate and have a shot at maybe you don't know what's going to be happening back at your place, but you're alive and you're out of there versus the tornado just bears down on top of you and there's not much warning. And sometimes it happens in the middle of the night, and which would be the worst. It'd be like freight trains flying overhead and having no idea what the projectiles are doing, which so much in a yard or in a neighborhood could turn into deadly projectiles, which can happen with hurricanes too. But again, it's that warning, I think, that makes such a huge, huge difference. All right, hang with us. A couple of great authors coming up next.
Place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News update. 4 people are dead, 9 wounded following a shooting at a bank in downtown Louisville, Kentucky. Louisville Police Chief Jacqueline Gwynn Villarroel described the suspect.
White male, 23 years of age, who was employed at Old National Bank. His weapon of choice was a rifle.
She went on to say the suspect shot at officers who returned fire, killing him. Among those in critical condition is a police officer who had just graduated from the police academy. An expelled Tennessee lawmaker has been reappointed. Democrat Democrat Justin Jones was one of two African Americans kicked out of the Tennessee House last week for protesting gun violence on the floor of the House. Today, the Nashville City Council voted unanimously to reinstate him. A new faster asylum screening process is going to be tested out this week for people crossing the southern border illegally. Officers will conduct interviews over the phone, and migrants will be offered legal counsel during the process. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help!
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or, you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Excited to introduce you to Steve Hamilton. He's written a book called A Scandal of the Particular. And boy, this is really fascinating, the direction that he takes you in and what his main protagonist is up to. And we're going to let him explain all that to you as he's in our virtual green room right now. Steve, thanks so much for coming on.
Oh, thank you so much, Kate, for having me. I've been looking forward to speaking to you for quite a long time now.
What was your motivation to writing this novel?
Well, I've been a criminal lawyer for the last 30-plus years, and I was a prosecutor, and I was involved in the criminal justice system, which I equate with it being like a meat grinder. It grinds up many people, and I wanted to survive that and also share sort of what was going on behind the judicial curtain with my readers. And so that's what prompted me to write the book, A Scandal of the Particular.
So you create a protagonist, Haim Karzan, and you take us in these wild twists that you and I talked about before we jumped on the air. Tell us about him and the situation he finds himself in.
Yeah, my main character is Haim Karzan. He's a senior prosecutor who has been described as a just and a moral man. He's trying to navigate a case involving the killing of a young gay man from Scotland by a judge who cares little for morality or justice. And what makes matters worse is that Kazan's longtime girlfriend is involved with the very same judge. So now, justice, revenge, jealousy, they're all pawns on an unequal chessboard being played out for the reader.
So it had to be fun for you to create him and this book because of your background. I mean, 30 years as a criminal prosecutor, you've probably seen it all backwards and forwards. And it would be really fascinating to sit down and think about, okay, how am I going to write this? What direction am I going in? I think you could probably write probably 25 novels if you, you know, pulling things apart in the criminal justice system and creating a novel. Was it fun for you to do this?
Yeah, it was enjoyable. I really enjoyed it. And one of the things that I mentioned to you earlier before we went on air was that one of the things that I was not expecting was that I started to get phone calls and lunch invitations to speak with particular judges or lawyers who were concerned about how they were going to be portrayed. And I thought, well, I've been in front of controlling justices before, but now this was kind of strange to me because it's a work of fiction, I would tell them. And they were concerned, you know, make sure I look good, make sure I'm okay. And it caused many of them, I think, and I hope anyway, to examine their own behaviors, how they treated accused people, how they conducted their cases in the public forum, which are the criminal courts.
Yeah. We're speaking with Steve Hamilton here on Author's Corner with me, Kate Delaney, and his book, of course, A Scandal of the Particular. You can go to Barnes & Noble, Amazon, even his website, HamiltonSteveBooks.com, to get a copy of it. I think it's one of these books that will pull you in and take you on a ride and pull you out the other side. We're not going to tell them how it ends, but sometimes tying up the end of a book can be the hardest part, but it can also be the most fascinating. Was it a thrill for you when you got to the end of this and then you kind of birthed this book?
You know, it's like anything. It's interesting that you would ask me that because the book, one of the characters in the book that I didn't expect that became a character was the weather. And at the end, you know, the protagonist is always complaining about the weather. And it's written about the West Coast in Canada, which is very much like Seattle in the U.S. Lots of rain, lots of gray. And there's always this complaining. And then at the end of the book, my last paragraph is something to the effect that it was raining, the weather was fine. It's just layers of the atmosphere dropping down upon us. And we try to navigate the weather like we do everything else, you know.
It's so true. I say it's the common denominator. I like that. So when people read your novel, what do you hope they walk away with? What are your takeaways?
Yeah, there's three takeaways that I try to highlight. And the first one is that as soon as you pick up the phone and call the police or a charge is laid or you start a family proceeding, you're now signing your rights and your freedoms and your sense of morality and how you look at justice over to a third party. And you may not like that third party's interpretation of those things. You might, but you may not. And suddenly it's over to that third party. And the wheels of criminal justice system start to grind, and that's what starts up. And so just be cognizant of that whenever you do that. The second thing is that I use the term all suicides are murders. And what I mean by that is that we all have a role to play in the social welfare of others. And, you know, it might be something that we say to someone, might be something that we do, but it does have an effect upon that person. So just to keep that in mind. And the third thing is that I quote Arthur Miller. I'm a big fan of Arthur Miller, you know, the playwright who wrote Death of a Salesman. And he says that all we can hope for sometimes is to have the right regrets. And so I try to get the reader, as in the protagonist, to focus on those things that are important, the things that really matter. So many times that we get, you know, side on a side that we don't really know that something we're focused on that we can't control, like the weather. It's only the weather.
Yeah, that's a great point. Now, I can only imagine you have a couple of other books in the offing that will be coming out in the near future because you seem like you're going to keep writing and writing and writing. So tell us a little bit. Let's give them a sneak peek. Tell us a little bit about those.
Oh, well, there is a book called Solitary Creatures that I hope to have done at the end of this year. And it's an interesting book, I hope. Anyway, it's a book about a fellow who is having an affair with another fellow's wife, and that fellow hires him to follow his wife, who is seeing a third person because he's jealous about that, and the wife goes missing.
Wow.
So that's called Solitary Creatures. The other book is Appalachia of Forgotten Harvest, and it's about the opioid crisis in West Virginia.
Oh, and there's so much conversation about that. And from your perspective, I mean, is this going to be a work of fiction?
Yeah, both are works of fiction, although they draw upon what many of the things that are happening or had happened involving the opioid crisis that affected West Virginia, and how many, we've forgotten about that whole part of the country and the effect of on the people that are there. Mm-hmm. So I'd like to bring that back to sort of the forefront.
Yep. And again, we want to tell people A Scandal of the Particular. You can get it Barnes & Noble, Amazon, HamiltonSteveBooks.com too as well. In 30 years as a prosecutor and being on that side of it, and like I said, I'm sure seeing just anything one could possibly imagine and what they probably can't even imagine, the things that you've seen and that you know, do you feel optimistic for the future of the justice system, in Canada? And of course, you look at the U.S. as well.
Right.
How do you feel about the justice system?
Well, I think there's a misunderstanding, and the misunderstanding is, and I hope my book points it out, it's a flawed system. You say, it's a flawed system. What are you talking about? It's a flawed system because it's operated by flawed individuals. So to expect this perfect outcome every time, I think, is a legal fiction. And so I in terms of other types of justice systems, inquisitorial or the European models or that sort of thing, I think we have the best system, but we have to recognize that it's a flawed system because people are flawed. So that's the how I look upon it. And that's why we have appeals too. Mistakes are made. So I think that's, I hope that answers your question. I'm guardedly optimistic, and maybe what's going to happen tomorrow in New York with your former president will make him in the same boat.
Yeah, it's so interesting, and then it's goes back to what you said of the takeaways, and to realize, and your book pointing that out. Once you jump in, once you make that call, whether it's to the police, whatever, you are in the middle of it. And it's good that you pointed out there's appeals too if you're not happy because it is a flawed system.
Right. That's right. Yeah. The other thing I was going to ask you a question. I'm older than you, so you'll have to forgive the question maybe, but do you know who the prosecutor was that went against Perry Mason?
I do not.
See. Do you know the prosecutor that was just in the Murdaugh trial that was popular?
I know him by face, but I don't know his name. But you're right. And I come from a family of lawyers, so that tells you something.
Yeah.
I definitely know the defense attorneys, and I think that's part of the problem.
The ones that we remember probably are like Marcia Clark.
Yes, right.
We remember them.
Right.
But do we remember them for what the outcome, or do we remember them for what happened to them? So, it's interesting, the question, when you think of it like that.
I think it is an interesting question. And it's a great question to pose to the listeners, too, is do you remember the prosecutors? But I think more to the point is the second part of that, what do you remember them for?
Right.
That's key. Well, get this book. It's fiction. It's the Scandal of the Particular. Steve Hamilton, thank you so much.
It's my pleasure. It was a great experience to talk to you, and you lived up to all the billing. Thank you again.
It's a rich man's world.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
With me, Kate Delaney, here on America Tonight. She's in our virtual green room, Hope Raymond. Her book, Where in the World is God? Boy, that's a big question. So, Hope, thanks for coming on.
Oh, thank you. This is my pleasure, I tell you.
What inspired you to write Where in the World is God?
I suppose it just really started in childhood. I loved the outdoors when I was a child. I spent a lot of time out there. And as I grew, and, you know, became more mature in teenage years and after, I realized that, that we were really hurting the environment badly by the choices we were making. And so, it had been growing through time, and we just don't seem to see that that we are the consciousness for the universe, and we have to make good decisions relative to the environment or who's going to do it. I mean, no other living creature has the frontal lobe that we have and the ability to have a higher consciousness that grows through time, because we are human consciousness with every generation grows. It's not just static even. So we are absolutely crucial for the ongoingness of the world.
Yeah. You know, along those same lines, you must have made some discoveries during the course of writing this book that maybe surprised you, something you didn't know about. Did you come across anything like that?
Oh, a lot of things, I guess. But I think the one thing that I didn't realize in the beginning, but it kind of grew through time, is that we are the consciousness for the universe, which is, I mentioned before. But that is crucial, because if we don't see that, then we think, well, we can get away with it. Something else is going to happen. But if you don't have a higher consciousness making decisions and carrying them out, it's not going to happen. I mean, we just have to be more serious in the way we take our consideration of what works for the environment as well as for ourselves.
Yeah, and you talk about that in your book, and I'd be remiss not to mention this. You've led such an interesting life. You traveled for 3 months across 9 different countries.
Yes.
Wow, what was that adventure like?
Oh, well, that was fun. That was when I turned age 70, believe it or not, and I decided I wanted to just treat myself to go to a number of places that I'd never visited before. And so I took off by myself for 3 months, and what I really did, I sat down with the globe and thought, where do I want to go, you know, and that's the way I decided the countries I went to, yeah, and it was a fabulous trip for me. It was really great, and I did write a book following that. I don't know if you were aware of it or not, called
Yes.
Four Moons. Yes.
Yeah, so, Four Moons. Did you have a favorite country that you went to?
I don't think I can say that. I don't know. I love the eastern countries, but more as a general thing. I don't call any particular one that was more interesting to me than another. They all had their own character, obviously.
Right, absolutely. And so in your book, it's interesting because I thought about you traveling and deciding, I don't care, I'm 70, I'm going to look at this globe, I'm going to do it, and you did it, and you had a great time. And younger people a lot of times will jump into that if they can. And you dedicated your book to the millennial generation. Why did you do that? What's so different about them for you?
Yeah, well, of course, every generation brings new genes into the world. We know that. The reason it's the millennials is that they are the generation that are now, in their 20s or 20s and 30s, they're the latest generation, and they have what the world needs now. I mean, when we came into the world needed what we brought into the world. We weren't aware of it so much, but today, if you look at the millennials, who are often not accepted very well by some elders, and that they, because they don't want to follow the way we've been going. You know, they want to make their own decisions and think there are better ways of doing things, and which I think, bothers a lot of people. But that's exactly what we need. They are on to they brought in the genes with them that are needed now. That's exactly the reason.
Yeah, and I want to go back to your book, too, and again, you can get this book on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, of course, wherever you can find books. Where in the World is God? Hope Raymond, that's who we're speaking to. And you actually divided the book into 3 sections. How did you tackle the big subject?
Yes, well, the first section is goes back into history, and I've dealt with the development of consciousness through time, of human consciousness in general, because it's very, very interesting, and I had no idea what it was going to be like when I did this, but the you go through the period of religious way of looking at life, where God is responsible for everything that happens, and then it moves into, then of course later science comes along and kind of challenges that, and then we come to the present time, where I think that both science and religion certainly are still present with us, but we realize that that humanity, as I mentioned earlier, has the carries the consciousness for the whole universe, and if we don't make good choices for the future of the universe, then who will? Because there is no other living form that has the higher consciousness and the ability to grow it that we do.
Boy, that's the truth. So, and I think you've said it and weaved it in this conversation, weaved it throughout this conversation. But what do you hope the takeaways are for anyone who reads your book?
Well, the number one is to accept, and maybe people do, but I kind of not so sure, accept the fact that we do have this huge responsibility of carrying consciousness. Consciousness in making decisions for the future of our land. And I think we tend to think, oh, well, it'll take care of itself over time or something, and without really seriously taking understanding that unless we do something, nothing's going to happen. And we've got to get in there and take more responsibility for the for global warming and well, the many ways in which we're, you know, mucking up the environment and, you know, dumping stuff into the oceans and the, you know, in all kinds of ways we are just fooling around with the environment, you know.
Yeah. What's your next book about?
I don't have anyone in mind at the moment. I don't know if I will be writing any more or not, but I do have two shelves of journals that I've kept for a long time, and I may go through some of those and, you know, see if there's anything worth bringing to the fore then. But at the moment, I'm not doing anything like that.
I love it. So interesting. Hope Raymond, Where in the World is God? Thanks for joining us on the show.
Thank you, Kate. I enjoyed it muchly.
Wow, so interesting to me that, especially when she talked about it was too difficult to pick out the countries, which I understand, but can you imagine traveling alone for 3 months across 9 different countries, and she's 70 years old and not at all intimidated by that? And you can tell that she cares about people and she cares about what the future is, and that was the point of this book. She's interested in a philosophy and education and psychology and religion and obviously writing and whatnot, and her book Four Moons talks about those adventures, and I'll tell you what, it makes you want to just grab your suitcase and figure out a way to make that happen. And I think the more that, and all of us know that, even when you travel around this great country, you connect with people more and you understand their plights, you understand their joys, you just get that because you soak it in as you're moving about the planet. And I really got that sense from Hope, for sure. And in her book, that was the idea. The idea is, what happens in the future? What happens in the world? What happens to culture? What happens for future generations? So wonderful, I think, her spirit, without a doubt. So we thank her for joining us and you for listening to this interview and this show. Make it count, everybody.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdiarco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.